You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I'm Hannah Halley, and today on Icons of Influence, we're turning the spotlight to Snoop Dogg, not simply as a music legend, but as a bold entrepreneur, a deal maker, a brand architect. He's built an empire far beyond the stage, from cannabis venture funds to football clubs, youth programs to apparel. We'll unpack how he turned cultural capital into ownership, how he balances risk and legacy, and what lessons his journey holds. Snoop Dogg's story begins in Long Beach, where his early collaborations with Dr. Dre turned him into a household name. His voice, his persona, the laid-back swagger, all became part of his identity. But from early on, Snoop saw music not just as art, but as the foundation of a brand. He created production companies, secured ownership of his master recordings, and launched his own label. Merchandise followed: clothing, images, paraphernalia. He recognised that when your audience connects with you, what you put your name on matters. Control over image, distribution, and creative direction kept him from being simply a talent in someone else's system. Through those years, his brand became his leverage. He could speak, partner, invest, and venture, carrying the credibility of his music into business arenas. One of Snoop's standout moves is founding Casa Verde Capital, a venture firm focusing on cannabis and ancillary businesses. Rather than just endorsing a product, Snoop co-invests, helping companies involved in cultivation, distribution, compliance, and retail platforms. This gives him a say in growth strategies and direction, not just a share of profits. Casa Verde-backed Ease, a delivery platform that connects consumers with dispensaries in regulated markets. This brings logistical innovation, convenience, and legitimacy to cannabis commerce. Another investment is in Surfside, a technology and marketing tool for cannabis brands and dispensaries. With Surfside, Snoop's influence reaches behind the curtain, helping companies market legally, navigate compliance, and present at scale. Then there's his own brand, Leafs by Snoop. This is not just a branded label, it's a curated product line with Snoop's personal stamp. Strains, edibles, formulations that reflect his taste, quality, and brand values. He's intimately involved in product decisions and brand positioning. Beyond cannabis, Snoop expanded into sports ownership. In 2025, he became a co-owner of Swansea City, a Welsh soccer club. This move marries his entertainment reach with global sports influence. As a high-profile investor, he helps elevate the club's reach and brand. Sources report this deal without fully disclosing his equity share. He also built the Snoop Youth Football League, starting in 2005, to give young people structure, teamwork, mentorship, and a path beyond their surroundings. More than thousands of kids have passed through it, with some moving into college football or building strong lives. The league has a documentary presence, which showcases how sport, mentorship, community, and influence combine. Across all these, what stands out is pattern. Snoop doesn't chase random diversifications. He enters sectors he understands, aligns with his identity, and takes ownership rather than just licensing. He reinvests in infrastructure, narrative, and brand, rather than treating ventures as superficial endorsements. Behind Snoop's success lies certain guiding principles. He prioritizes authentic alignment. Ventures he undertakes often reflect his lived values: music, cannabis, culture, youth, visibility. That authenticity gives him credibility with his fans and communities. He consistently chooses ownership over celebrity endorsement. Equity stakes, decision rights, and governance roles give him long-term power. He doesn't just lend his name. He invests capital, participates in strategy, and shapes direction. He also crafts influence through narrative control. With media brands, production arms, and storytelling platforms tied to his ventures, Snoop shapes how industries like cannabis, entertainment, and culture are understood. He tells stories, frames perception, not just monetizes it. Then there's community and giving back. His youth league, public giveaways, and local partnerships. These all show that influence for him is not just accumulation, but circulation. Part of his brand is supporting those around him. Through this, his identity remains grounded. He remains Snoop Dogg, even as he steps into boardrooms. That consistency fuels trust, making his business ventures feel like extensions, not distractions. Snoop's path is not without risk. Cannabis ventures navigate uncertain regulation, shifting laws, and stigma. A bad regulation change or political shift can upend value overnight. With his strategy, he has to shoulder cultural risk. When you tie your brand to controversial industries or bold moves, missteps get magnified. Maintaining balance between boldness and prudence is essential, whilst managing a diverse portfolio also brings strain, with the risk of a small oversight, his management capacity, and his focus. Having spread into sports, tech, consumer goods, all of which could stretch resources, he must guard against dilution of quality and coherence. Still, Snoop seems to approach this with eyes wide open. His acquisition of Death Row Records is not about nostalgia alone. It's about owning legacies, catalogues, the rights that generate returns across streaming, licensing, and legacy rights. His moves into sports, media, tech, consumer goods show that he's thinking decades ahead. Not just hits or trends, but sustained value, influence, narrative, and legacy. Snoop Dogg's transformation teaches us that influence can be built, extended, owned. He shows that artistry benefits from ownership, that brand plus business can extend reach and impact, that what you invest in matters more than what you just profit from. From music to cannabis, youth leagues to soccer clubs, media and tech, Snoop's influence is multifaceted. He demonstrates how to turn cultural capital into economic capital with purpose. If his journey inspires you, subscribe, rate, share. Think, what platform do you have today? And how might you build ownership around it tomorrow? I'm Hannah Halley, and this was Icons of Influence. Until next time, own your vision, act with purpose, influence boldly.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.